Yasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
We're reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita chapter 18. Text number 71. Jinte moment du pochavango shubajang di chishi shradavan anusuyascha Srinuyad apiyo nara sopi mukta shubhau lokan prapnuyat punyakarmanam.
今天我们来写《佛教梵歌原义》第十八章的第七十一个诗节。毫无嫉妒、满怀信心的聆听的人，会远离恶报，到达虔诚者所在的吉祥星球。要旨由沙巴巴提供。本章第66个世界中，主明确的禁止向嫉妒主的人讲说薄伽梵歌。换言之，薄伽梵歌是专为奉献者的。有时也有这样的情况，主的奉献者公开授课，听课的学生并不全是奉献者。这些人为什么要公开讲课呢？这里解释说，虽然并非人人都是奉献者，但仍有许多人并不嫉妒 Krishna， 他们相信他是至尊人格所神。如果这些人听真正的奉献者讲述主的一切，他们就会立即远离恶报，然后到达所有善人所处的星系。因此，仅是聆听薄伽梵歌，即使一个不想成为奉献者的人，也能够取得善果。这样，主的纯粹奉献者给每个人以机会远离一切恶报、罪恶报应，成为主的奉献者。一般来说，那些远离恶报者、那些为善的人，都很容易修习 Krishna 知觉的。这里 Punya Karmana 一词非常重要，这是指举行盛大的献祭，像伟达典籍中所提到的 Aswamedha Yagya 之类。那些为善的人从事奉献服务，但不纯粹，他们能够到达像北极星或朱瓦洛卡朱瓦马哈拉吉的地方。朱瓦马哈拉吉是主伟大的奉献者，他有一个特别的星球叫做北极星。
So in this final section of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is describing the persons who, or is describing the benefit from hearing this message of Bhagavad Gita.
所以接下来这几个章节，这几个世界呢， Krishna 讲述了去聆听薄伽梵歌所能够得到的益处。
In the previous verse, text 70, Lord Krishna has said that one who simply studies this conversation is worshipping him by his intelligence.
在前面一个世界， Krishna 说，我宣布，谁研习我们这神圣对话的，就是以智慧来崇拜我。
And here in this text 71 is explaining how we have to hear this message of the Bhagavad Gita.
在第七十一个世节呢，就告诉我们，我们以什么样的方式去聆听薄伽梵歌。
First of all, faith is required.
所以第一个呢，需要的是faith.
Faith.
需要信心。
Yeah, if we don't have faith, and if we're doubtful, if we are not willing to, you know, accept this message, then it will be difficult for us to understand.
所以这里面想到的说，第一个非常需要的资格就是信心。如果我们有疑虑，如果我们不心甘情愿的话，我们没有办法去理解国家梵歌的话。
But if one is simply open-minded and willing to hear with an open mind,
所以只有一个人打开自个儿的心扉去聆听。
Then they can get, they will get free of many sinful reactions in their life.
只是通过这样方式去聆听，打开心扉的去聆听，他就可以把很多的这些罪恶活动的反应全部清除掉了。
This is the power of hearing this, these spiritual topics as described in these books like Bhagavad Gita.
这就是在《薄伽梵歌》里面所讲述的，这门知识是这么的有力量，只是通过聆听就可以起到这样的效果。
Now, earlier, a few verses earlier in text 67, Lord Krishna said, "This message should not be heard by people who are envious."
我们在67个世界当中可以看到说，奎士兰说这门知识不能够向那些嫉妒的人讲述的，嫉妒我的人讲述。
So we're all a bit envious of Krishna.
我们都嫉妒 Krishna.
We've taken birth in this material world because we want to separate ourselves from Krishna.
我们之所以在物质世界投身呢，是因为我们最初想从 Krishna 在里分出来。
Yeah, this is our independent, our own choice. We have independence.
因为我们有独立的自由意志，然后我们就选择了这样的方式。
We can choose to live in the spiritual world, or we can come into this material world.
我们可以在灵性世界待着，去灵性世界；我们也可以在物质世界待着。
When you come into this material world, it means you're tired of, it means you don't want to surrender to Krishna. You don't want to be the servant of Krishna.
我们来到物质世界的原因呢，是因为我们在灵性世界不想做 Krishna 的仆人了。
We come into this material world to enjoy, and enjoyment in the material world means to be the master.
我们来到物质世界呢，是为了去享受。我们来到物质世界是想要成为主人的。
Yeah, we want to be the master of everyone and everything.
我们想成为一切事情、一切人的主人。
Material existence is based on this conception of life.
那么物质的概念呢，就是以这样的状况作为基调的。
It begins with thinking I am this body.
是以认为我是这个躯体开始的。
And then from this body, then there are many things connected to this body.
所有一切都是来自于这躯体的，所有的一切都是跟躯体有关系的。
We have family members.
我们有家庭成员。
And we have different things which we own, which we possess.
我们有自己拥有的那些财产，自己的东西。
So we identify with all these things.
然后呢，我们就认同是这样的。
We think, first of all, we think I am this body, and then we think this is mine.
首先呢，我们认为说我是这个躯体，然后说这是我的。
Belongs to me. It's for my enjoyment.
这是属于我的，这个是为了我的感官享乐的。
But this is the illusion of material life.
但这是物质世界的虚幻。
This ignorance keeps us in the material world.
那么这样的一个愚昧的状态呢，把我们留在了物质世界。
So Bhagavad Gita is teaching a higher consciousness.
但是《薄伽梵歌》呢，讲述的是更高级的知觉。
It's teaching that we're not the body, that we're the soul.
教导我们说，我们不是这个身体，我们是这个灵魂的。
And it's teaching also that nothing belongs to us.
而且也教导我们说，物质世界没有一任何东西是属于我们的。
But everything belongs to Krishna.
所有物质世界所有的东西全都属于 Krishna.
Everything's for his enjoyment.
所有存在的东西都是为了他的快乐的。
So this is the knowledge of yoga to understand that everything is Krishna's.
那么这就是瑜伽的体系，通过瑜伽体系我们可以理解所有的一切都属于 Krishna 的。
So Bhagavad Gita is explaining this.
所以薄伽梵歌呢，就是来讲述这些知识的。
But if someone does not have faith in this message of Bhagavad Gita,
但如果一个人对薄伽梵歌没有信传递的这个讯息没有信心的话，
or if one has some very envious feeling towards Krishna,
如果一个人他内心当中有嫉妒 Krishna,
then they won't be able to accept this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita.
他们就不会接受薄伽梵歌所提供的这些讯息了。
Therefore, Krishna is mentioning here at the end, in this final section of the Bhagavad Gita, he's saying, It's important that you should have faith and you should not have envy.
圣经里面接下来的讲到就是说 一个人必须得有信心,不应该嫉妒。
And then you get free of sinful reactions.
那么以这样的方式去聆听,就会把我们从业报当中解脱出来的。
Sinful reactions keep us in the material world.
是恶报,就是说这些恶报呢,把我们留在了物质世界。
We get sinful reactions when we act against the religious principles.
当我们去从事这些罪恶活动的时候呢,是因为我们不追随
And the basic principles of sinful life are meat eating and intoxication, gambling and illicit sex.
而这个罪恶活动所来自的这些不能够遵守的生活规则就是思想基本规范，吃鱼肉蛋，然后赌博，吸食麻醉品，非法性生活。
These activities keep us in the material existence.
这四项活动呢，把我们留在了物质世界。
We have to get free from the reactions of these activities.
我们必须得从这些罪恶的活动当中解脱出来。
In this world, sometimes people like to do pious activities.
在我的生活当中，我们可以看到，有的人喜欢做虔诚的活动。
They like to do some service for the community.
他们想为这个社团能够做一些服务。
They will help the sick people or elderly people.
他们会帮助那些生病的人，帮助老人。
Or they will do some charity to help people affected by disaster.
他们会去布施，帮助那些处在困境当中的人。
Sometimes give food for poor people who have no proper food to eat.
有的时候，他们也会去派发食物给那些饥饿的人。
Or give some shelter for the homeless.
或者说，提供一个地方给那些无家可归的人。
These are all different types of pious activities.
这些呢，都是虔诚活动的不同的种类。
When you do pious activities, it helps you to overcome the effect of your sinful activities.
当一个人去做这样虔诚活动的时候呢，就可以把人从罪恶活动当中能够得到提升的。
But the problem is that when you do these pious activities, you don't lose the desire for sinful activities.
但是问题是。 当我们愿意做这些虔诚活动的时候，我们心里面还是没有放弃掉我们想要做那些罪恶活动的愿望。We
still have the desire to sin.
我们还有这个想要去从事罪恶活动的愿望。We
want to do good for help unfortunate people. We like to do the pious activities, but we still like to do the sinful activities.
我们呢有这个愿望，想要去做那些虔诚活动，帮助别人。 但同时因为我们有这个想要去做罪恶活动的愿望，就同时我们也会去从事罪恶活动的。Just
like it's like you're building a fire and you're putting some wood or coal on the fire.
别人说我们说想生一堆火，为了生火呢，我们就会把这个柴火放进去。But
then you put some water on the fire also.
但是呢，同时呢，我们也会给这个火上浇水。So
the fuel is going to burn, but the water is going to put the fire out.
我们可以刚才说，这个木头呢可以让火着起来的，但是因为我们又要去铺水的话，那么火就会减弱。Sometimes
the elephant is a famous creature. It has an unusual habit. The elephant's unusual habit is it will take a bath, it will go in a big lake, and will throw water on itself. But after it comes out of the bath, the first thing it does, it will roll in the dust.
让我们举几个例子呢，就是这个大象啊。 大象呢有一个特别不好的习惯，他们会去那个河里面去沐浴嘛，然后把自个儿洗干净，鼻子洗得干干净净的。然后他们一上这个陆地呢，做的第一件事情就是在泥里面打滚，土里面打滚。So
that is like people doing some pious activity and then going to do some sinful activity。这个比喻呢，就是说那些虔诚的人，他们去做一些虔诚的活动，然后呢，同时呢，就像这大象一样去做一些罪恶的活动。Yeah. It doesn't help them. To really get the greatest benefit in their life. They don't look. It doesn't give them the full benefit. Yeah.
所以当一个人像大象这样去做的时候，他所做的前程活动没有办法让他得到完全的益处的。
because they still have that attachment, that desire to enjoy the material world.
因为他们还有这个想要去享受物质世界的这个依附和愿望。
So this makes it this is a problem with pious activities.
那么这就是当一个人只是从事虔诚活动所带来的问题。
However, earlier in the seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna described persons who are qualified to do devotional service.
在佛教梵歌的第七章, Krishna 讲述了什么样的人?
Seventh chapter, text 28.
第七章的第28个诗节。 讲述了什么样的人可以去做分享服务的。今生前世行事虔诚，彻底根绝了恶行的人，就不再受双重性的迷惑，而是坚定不移地为我服务。Yeah.
This 18th chapter is describing, is picking out some of the main points from the earlier chapters.
那么我刚才说的这个第十八章呢？ 主要是从前面的几个章节当中选取一些更重要的一些话题，然后放到十八章做结论的。So
in this seventh chapter, Lord Krishna had mentioned that if people have acted piously in previous lives and in this life,
然后 Krishna 在第一章就讲到了说，说这些做服务的人是前世和今生都是做虔诚活动的人。And
if they're free from the reactions of sins.
同时他们从他们的这些罪的活动当中已经彻底地解脱出来。Then
they can take up devotional service.
然后他们才能够去从事奉献服务的。So
we shouldn't think, no, well, sometimes, well, some devotees, they came to Prabhupada and they said to Prabhupada, did we come to Krishna consciousness because we had acted piously?
有的时候呢，人们会接近释迦牟尼佛说：“你看，我们现在开始做奉献服务了，那么就是说我们已经做过虔诚活动了，所以我们可以来开始做奉献服务吗？”But
Prabhupada said no.
但是爸爸说不是的。He
said, "I am creating your pious activity."
爸爸说：“是我创造了你们的虔诚活动。”Actually,
he said, "Before we come to Krishna consciousness, we have done we're accustomed to many sinful activities." Before taking up Krishna consciousness, we still were suffering from many sinful reactions.
在我们来到 Krishna 知觉当中之前呢，我们依然在物质生活当中痛苦着。We
had bad habits.
我们有坏的习惯。And
so certainly there were sinful reactions waiting for us.
当然了，就是那些罪恶的活动在等着我们。But
we came to Krishna consciousness, and we were learning how to be a devotee of Krishna.
但是我们来到了奉献服务当中, Krishna 这些当中, 我们来学习怎么成为奉献者。
So we start to chant.
所以我们开始唱诵。
And we give obeisances to Krishna.
我们给Krishna礼拜。
And we hear some philosophy from this book, Bhagavad Gita.
我们来聆听佛家梵歌的讲座。
And we eat the spiritual food offered to Krishna.
我们去荣耀供奉过Krishna的灵性的食物。
So these activities all purify us.
说这些活动呢，都会净化我们。
These activities are not simply pious activities.
这些活动呢，不仅仅只是虔诚活动的。
But they destroy all of our past sins.
它会同时把我们过往的这些罪恶的活动给我们消灭掉。
And they qualify us to take up proper devotional service.
它会让我们变得有资格，能够让我们正确地去从事我们的奉献服务。
In the beginning, we do not know what is actually devotional service.
在刚开始的时候，其实我们不是很理解什么是奉献服务的。
We may chant the holy name of Krishna, but we do not know what is this chanting.
可能刚开始的时候，我们也会去唱诵 Hare Krishna， 但是我们却不明白唱诵 Hare Krishna 的意义是什么。
But when we chant Hare Krishna mantra, this destroys many sinful reactions from many past lives.
但是当我们去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗的时候呢，它可以把我们很多身世的那些罪恶活动给我们清除掉的。
And it qualifies us to get more opportunity to learn about devotional service.
通过这样的一个唱诵，清除我们的过往业报呢，会帮助我们越来越有资格，能够去正确的去从事奉献服务的。
people are in the material world, people are all worried. They're all trying to avoid sinful reactions.
在我的生活当中，我们可以看到人们想要去努力自己去要避免诸恶活动的。
There was a case recently in Hong Kong.
在香港呢，最近发生了一件事情。
There was one big rich man.
有一个很有钱的人。
And he had done something illegal.
他做了一些非法的事情。
So he was worried that he was going to be arrested.
他担心他会被逮捕了。
So he went to some算命先生。Went to some 算命先生。
啊，算命先生。然后呢，他就去找一个算命先生算卦去了。
And the man told him that every day you have to burn 1,000 Hong Kong dollars as an offering.
然后呢，算命先生跟他说，每天呢，你都要烧1,000块钱，就把1,000块钱都烧掉了，就可以把你的业报烧掉了。
The man was. He was a rich man.
他是很有钱的人吗？
He did it for over a year.
哇，他做了一年。
Burned a lot of money.
然后他把很多钱都烧掉了。
But it seems that some days he didn't burn 1,000, some days he just burned 100.
因为他有的时候呢，不是每天都会烧1,000块钱嘛，他有的时候会烧100块。
So. This is the type of thing people will do to avoid sinful reactions.
所以我们可以看到，像这个人呢所展现出来的，他们就想去避免那些罪恶化反应的。
Certainly, we all are in this material world, and we are all carrying many reactions from our past activities.
但是呢，肯定的是，我们在物质世界还活着的时候呢，我们承载了很多过往生世的这些反应的。
Now, if we can get rid of these reactions to our past activities, it will be a great benefit for us.
如果我们能够把这些从过往的生世当中带给我们这些业报反应能够清除掉的话，那么这个对我们来说是最大的益处的。
But if we go on after getting rid of sinful activities, if we continue to do sinful activities, then it is foolish.
但如果我们说好不容易把我们以前的过往生世的这些罪恶反应清除掉了，但是我们却还去做这些罪恶活动反应的话，罪恶活动的话，那说明我们在愚蠢当中的。
In chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, there are 10 offenses to be avoided.
在唱诵圣名的时候呢，有10个冒犯是需要避免的。
The 7th offense is to perform sinful activities on the basis of chanting Hare Krishna.
那么唱诵圣名的第7项呢，是以借着唱诵主的圣名行恶。
One may think.That chanting Hare Krishna is very powerful. It will destroy sins.
你说哦，唱诵 Hare Krishna 这么的有力量，它可以把我们的过往的罪恶活动消除掉的。
So one may think I will do some sin and I will make up for it by chanting Hare Krishna.
如果我做一些罪恶活动的话，我唱诵 Hare Krishna 就可以把我罪恶活动拿走了。
This is an offense.
这是一个冒犯。
We will not get protection if we chant the holy name like this.
如果我们以这样的方式来唱诵的话，我们得不到唱诵圣名给我们的保护的。
But if we chant the holy, if we chant the Hare Krishna mantra sincerely with faith, and avoid sin, then we will get protection.
如果我们带着，但是如果我们带着这种坚强的信心来去，同时避免做这些罪恶活动，去唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra 的话，我们就会得到保护的。
Now people who have bad habits, who are addicted to sinful activities.They can also chant Hare Krishna mantra.
对那些现在还有那些恶习的坏习惯的，他们依然可以唱诵 Hare Krishna 的。
And they can also hear Bhagavad Gita.
他们也可以聆听《薄伽梵歌》。
But they have to change.
但是他们必须得改变。
Yeah, they have to want to give up their sinful activities.
他们必须得想要放弃这些罪恶的活动。
If they want to.Keep on doing sinful activities and also enjoy chanting Hare Krishna and hear Bhagavad Gita, then they will not get the benefit.
如果有人说没问题的，我可以唱诵圣名，我可以去阅读薄伽梵歌，同时继续保留我这些罪恶活动的话，那么他所做的这些灵性的活动不会给他带来很多的益处的。
Just like we said, if you put fuel on the fire and pour water on the fire at the same time, the fire will not grow.
既然是说我们往火上浇油。同时呢，又往火上浇水的话，火上浇水的话，那么这火不会熊熊燃烧起来的。
We're wasting our energy.
我们就在浪费我们的能量。
So we have to be willing to change. We have to be willing to give up our bad habits, our sinful activities.
所以我们必须得主动愿望，愿意想要改变，去放弃我们这些罪恶的活动和坏习惯的。
And then we can get the benefit from this, from hearing Bhagavad Gita.
然后我们才能够从聆听薄伽梵歌当中得到益处的。
In this verse, it's mentioned that if you just simply hear with faith, then you can go to an auspicious planet where pious people live.
选择里面说，如果这些人听真正的奉献者讲述的一切，他们就会立即远离恶报，然后到达所有善人所处的星系。This
planet is not a pious place.
这个星球呢，不是一个虔诚的地方的。
This is not a place where pious people live.
这地方呢，也不是那些虔诚从事虔诚活动的人应该待的地方。
If we look around the world, we'll see everywhere there's meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex.
我们可以看到整个的物质世界，我们去到哪里都可以看到那些吃鱼肉蛋的，然后赌博的，然后去吸食麻醉品的非法性生活的人。
So there's not this world, this planet, this is a sinful place.
这个地方呢，地球只是一个罪恶的地方。
There are different levels of planets within the universe.
在这宇宙当中呢，有不同层面的，有不同的层面的这个星球的。
There are lower planets and higher planets.
有低等的星球星系和有高等的星系。
This planet is in the middle.
我们在这个地球呢，处在这个中等星系。
And there's life on all these different planets.
在所有的星球上面都有生物体的。
It is foolish to think there's only life on this planet.
如果只是想说，只有地球上有生命，别的星球上没有生命，那只是一个愚蠢的想法。
There are so many planets in the universe.
在整个宇宙当中有太多的星球了。Everywhere
there's different forms of life.
在任何的地方呢，都有不同生命种族的形体的。So
we can choose where we want to live.
我们可以选择，我要去哪儿待着。We
can live on this planet, Earth, or you can go down to darker planets, hellish planets, or you can go up to heavenly planets.
我们呢，可以去到更加低等的那些地狱的星球，我们也可以去到比地球更高的高等星球的。So
if we hear this Bhagavad Gita, just simply hear it in the proper way, you can go, it's Krishna is saying, you can go up to higher planets, you can enjoy a better life.
所以呢，哪怕只是我们去聆听薄伽梵歌，我们都可以去到更高级的星球，让我们去那边可以更好的去享受生活。But
this planet, this is a place of karma.
但是地球呢，是一个业报的地方。This
is a place where we are accumulating the results of our, we're accumulating reactions for our activities.
这个地方呢，是一个我们只要做了活动，就会有反作用，来让我们去不断的收集这些业报的一个地方的。When
you act in a good way, you get good results.
当我们去做好的活动的时候，我们就会得到好的结果。And
when we act sinfully, we have to get sinful reactions.
当我们去以这个罪恶的方式来生活的活动的时候，我们就会得到罪恶活动的反应。善有善报，恶有恶报。中多得多。
We get the results of everything we do.
所以呢，我们会得到相应的我们做任何活动的结果的。So
this is also there in the Bible. Jesus taught, "As you sow, so shall you reap." In the Bible, it is taught. Jesus taught to his followers, "As you sow, so shall you reap."
种豆得豆，种瓜得瓜。就说在那个圣经里面也有这样的说法的，种豆得豆，种瓜得瓜。
As you sow, it means a farmer goes into the field and puts seeds in the field. So according to the type of seeds he puts in the field, he will get that crop.
种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
From the Bible.
这是圣经里面说的。
Even in China, where people don't believe in God, or in, they believe that in You have to act the proper way.
但就像在中国，就像那些人，他们不相信有神，无神论者，他们依然会相信有业报的。
And they give a lot of importance to acting in the proper way.
他们也知道说，哎呀，如果能够按照正确的方式生活的话，这是很重要的。
Just like in the Gongchang downtown, they have that man, Li Feng.
雷锋。
雷锋。雷锋。做好人。
雷锋。要做好人。
你放真棒啊！
能分真棒啊！
So here in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is explaining the benefit you get hearing this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita.
所以这里面 ，Krishna 就说，通过聆听《薄伽梵歌》，我们会得到的益处。
It will give you good knowledge and understanding in this life, and in the next life.You can go to a higher planet.
所以这是呢，我们可以得到好的知识。那么我们下一世呢，就可以去到更高的星球。
And there you can associate with pious people.
在那个地方呢，我们可以跟那些虔诚的人生活在一起。
Where people are pious, they avoid sinful activities.
当一个人虔诚的时候，他们就会主动避免罪恶活动了。
This is the difference between.Pious people and sinful people. Pious people will do good to help each other.
这就是罪恶活动，这就是虔诚活动的人和罪恶活动的人的区别。虔诚的活动的人，他们只想做好事。
There are two kinds of people. Some are called the devas, and some are called the asuras.
有两种人，一种人呢被称为是 deva， 一种是被称为是 asuras。
Deva means godly, and asura means ungodly.
Deva 呢，意味是有神性的人。Asura 也是无神性的人。
So there's a story that one time, there was a big banquet prepared, and they invited first of all the asuras to come.
有些人在一个野餐
meal, they were having a big meal.
在一个野餐当中呢，然后呢，那些这些有神性的人就被邀请到了这个地方。
So first of all, the asuras all came.
然后首先呢，这些虔诚的人都来了。
But There was a condition that when they came to eat, their arms were tied, that they couldn't bend their arm. They had some thing put on each arm so that they couldn't bend. They could have to keep their arms straight.
Yeah. 然后呢，但是他们如果想要参加这个野餐聚会的话呢，他们有一个条件，就是他们不能够把这个胳膊伸回来的，只能这样吃饭的。
So they came to eat, but they couldn't put the food in their mouth.
他们来了，他们要去吃饭，但是这个胳膊就不能伸回来。
And some of them would try to throw it in their mouth.
然后有的人他们就会试图就这样来吃东西的。
So they didn't get much to eat. In disgust, they went away. In disgust.
Asuras.
Yes.
对不起啊，刚才我是就是说，他们来到就是首先呢是那些没有神性的人，他们来到了这里的，所以当他们只是这样去吃嘛，他们觉得没有办法吃到东西的。他们没吃多久说不行，不这儿待了，我们要去到要走了。
So then after the asuras, then the devas came, then the godly people came.
然后呢，等这些人走了以后呢，那些有神性的人来了。
And they had the same problem.
他们有同样的问题，不能伸胳膊，不能弯起胳膊的。
But for them it was not a problem.
对他们来说这不是个问题的。
You know what they did?
你知道他们做了什么吗？
They fed each
other. 那他们彼此之间相互吃了饭。
Yeah.Because they were godly people.
因为他们都是神性的人。
They didn't mind to help each other, to feed each other.
因为他们就是神性的人，就想要帮助别人嘛，就这样去相互喂饭了。
But the asuras are only thinking me.
但那些没有神性的人，他们只想着我要享受我。
They would not help the other person.
他们这些呢，他们这些人不会去帮助别人的。
All selfish people.
他们都是自私的人。
That's the difference.
这就是区别。
So, you hear Bhagavad Gita, you become pious. You become a good person.
所以我们说，聆听佛家梵歌，我们就会变得虔诚，就会变成好的人。
But we have to hear it with the proper mood.
但是我们要达到这样的效果呢，必须得有一个正确的心态聆听的。
Yeah, you should hear it and let it go in your heart.
我们需要去听，然后放到心里面。
Don't.Just from one ear into all the other.
而不是说放到这里面，然后从一个耳朵进，另一个耳朵出的。
try to let this knowledge go into our heart and that we will want to accept this knowledge. And the same information is given in Srimad Bhagavatam.
同样的信息在佛教梵歌瓦坛里面也给到了。It
is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyanta Stohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. This knowledge, this vibration, the sound vibration of this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, just hearing it is a pious activity.
刚才解的这个梵文的师姐呢说，只是去聆听释迦牟尼佛法坛，这个活动是虔诚活动。
How did we become devotee of Krishna?
我们怎么成为奉献者的呢？
Did we have pious activities?
是因为我们的前以前的虔诚活动吗？
Not much.
不全是的。
I don't know about you.
我对你们不了解。
But I was not pious.
但是我是不虔诚的人。
But we become pious by hearing this knowledge.
但是我们通过聆听这个知识，我们会变得虔诚的。
It changes the heart.
通过这个聆听呢，可以改变我们的内心。
Just like when you mix, when you bring two chemicals together, then they will react.
现在说，我们说把两个化学成分放到一块儿，它们就会创造新的东西。
Or just like when you're sleeping. And the alarm clock goes off. Or maybe your telephone rings when you're asleep and your phone rings.
别人说我们在睡觉的时候呢，电话响了。
Then you wake up.
然后你就醒过来了。
So in the same way, when we hear this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, then our soul is awakened.
也就是说，当我们来聆听这个知识的时候呢，我们的灵魂就会苏醒。
We start to understand that I'm not this body.
然后他开始理解说：“哎呦，我不是这个身体。”That's
a big change.
这就是很巨大的改变了。Next
time you look in the mirror, you have to tell yourself, "I am not this body."
下次我们看镜子的时候，我们要跟他说：“我不是这个身体。”Some
people are happy to hear.
有的人呢，他们喜欢这么听。But
some people are not.
但有的人呢，不喜欢听到这些的。They
think, "No, why am I not this body? Yes, I am the body."
他们不喜欢人说，为什么我不是这个身体呢？我就是这个身体的。
But this body is only the covering, the dress of the soul.
但这个身体呢，只是覆盖了这个灵魂的外在的覆盖的衣服的。
This body is temporary, it is not eternal.
这个身体呢，是短暂的，不是永恒的。
But the soul is eternal.
灵魂是永恒的。
Our soul has been in this material world for many, many, many lifetimes.
我们这个灵魂来到物质世界已经好多好多好多好多生世了。
And we have been suffering and enjoying in many different forms of life.
这个灵魂来到物质世界呢，以各种各样的形体呢，一直在所谓的享受，然后痛苦。
Sometimes we have had a very nice body, very powerful.
有的时候呢，这个灵魂会有个非常非常好的、非常有力量的身体。
And other times we have had very miserable, low bodies.
有的时候，这个灵魂呢，会有一个非常糟糕的、非常低等的一些身体的。
Sometimes we have been little insects like an ant.
有的时候呢，我们会被放在这个像那个蚂蚁一样的身体里面的。
We have been one of these cockroaches living in the dream.
别人说我们还有那些像蟑螂一样。
Yeah, we've had all these different bodies.
我们都曾经尝试过了这些不同的身体的。
Sometimes we had a body like a bird.
有的时候我们会有一个像鸟一样的身体。
We could fly in the sky.
我们这个鸟的身体可以在天空飞。
And then we're swimming in the sea in our fish body.
或者是可以像鱼一样有个身体可以在水里面游泳。
Sometimes we were in heaven in the higher planets and we had the nice body of a demigod.
可能我们也可能是在天堂的星球待过，我们有一个半神人的身体。
People are all very intelligent and very beautiful there.
在那里呢，人们会有很有智慧，很美丽。
They all have yoga powers.
他们都有这个瑜伽的力量。
So we've been there before. We lived there for some time.
我们以前都去过那儿的，我们曾经都在那儿待过一段时间的。
But that, you go there, you don't stay there forever. You also have to die.
我们知道说。 就算是我们去到了天堂半神人的国度，那都不是我们永恒的地方，我们还是要死掉的。
We give up that body and then we come down here, take a birth here.
然后呢，我们在那边死掉了以后呢，我们就会在这个地方来出生。
Sometimes we have been African and in Africa living in the jungle.
有的时候呢，我们可以可能是一个美国人，有的时候我们可能是非洲人。
Sometimes we have been living in the North Pole like the Eskimo.
然后呢，可能有的时候我们会生活在北极，像那些那边的那些动物一样。
No, 也有人呢。
也有人啊，一个他是爱斯基摩人，不好意思，生活在北极的爱斯基摩人。
But now you have this body.
但现在呢，我们都有这样一个身体。
Now you have also a chance to do devotional service.
那么现在呢，我们也有一个机会可以为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
We have to become qualified to do this service for Krishna.
我们要想为 Krishna 做服务的话，必须得让自己变得有资格。
We have to get free of our past sins.
我们必须得从我们过往的罪恶活动当中解脱出来的。
Just like you do some pious activities, it burns all. It's like burning all the leaves and all the trees in the forest.
比方说，在森林里面早就烧大火了，然后那些树木呀，全部被烧光了。
Sometimes there's a big fire. All the trees are burning down.
我们可以看到，有的时候森林大火，所有的树木都烧光了。
Right. Then after some time, then there will be rain.
然后过一段时间呢，下雨了。
And then what happens after the rain? Then from below the ground, there will be many tree roots and seeds, and they will come up.
虽然这个森林被烧得一干二净，但是当下雨后以后呢，因为这个地下还有一些根啊、种子啊，它们又开始来生长出来了。
In the same way, our desires. Sometimes we get rid of all of our desires. We want to finish with the material life.
有的时候呢，我们会得到一些愿望，说我真的想要在把我所有物质的活动的这些愿望全部清除掉的。
But then after some time, then the material desires come up again.
然后呢，等所有都消除掉以后呢，过一段时间，那些物质的愿望又生长出来了。
Because we did not get rid of the desire for sinful life.
是因为我们没有放弃掉我们想要做罪恶活动的这些愿望。
But when we do actual devotional service, devotional service goes very deep into our heart.
但是当我们去做奉献服务的时候，因为奉献服务会很深入的进入到我们的内心。
And it pulls out the root for material, it pulls out the root, the desire for material activity.
这个奉献服务呢，可以把我们内心当中想要去享受的这个欲望的这个根拔出来的。
We have to go deep into the heart to pull out the root of desire.
我们必须得把这个奉献服务很深入的根植到我们的心里面，把我们这个物质欲望的这个根去拔掉的。
But we cannot be without desire.
但是呢，我们不能够没有愿望而生活着。
You have to have spiritual desire, pure desire.
我们必须得有灵性的愿望，纯粹的愿望的。
Instead of material desires, we have to have the purified desire, the spiritual desire.
为了放弃掉我们物质的愿望，我们必须得有灵性的愿望，纯粹的愿望的。
Material desires are all centered around this body and our senses.
物质的愿望呢，只是根植于我们的这个感官和我们的心意，物质的。
And based on the sinful activities.
物质的愿望呢，是根基于罪恶活动的。
But spiritual activities are based on giving pleasure to Krishna.
但是灵性的愿望呢，根基于是我们想让 Krishna 快乐。
When we act for the pleasure of Krishna, these activities purify us.
当我们能够行于举止说，现在我要为 Krishna 的快乐做事情了，那么这些事情就会净化我们。
Even we may not know what we're doing.
就像是我们可能来这儿，我们都不知道我们在做什么呢。
Just like people may come in the beginning, they're coming, they're new people, they don't know who is Krishna, they don't know what is devotional service.
就有的人新人刚来说，哎呀，谁是 Krishna 呀？什么是奉献服务
？So they come and they start to do what everyone is doing.
然后他们来这儿了，他们就会模仿别人，别人做什么，他也做什么。
Yeah, they're chanting Hare Krishna. They also join in the chanting.
然后他看到那些人在唱诵啊，他也加入唱诵了。
They see somebody bowing down. They also bow down.
然后他看到别人在顶拜，他也在顶拜。
And in this way, they all get, the people get purified simply by imitating.
所以呢，就这些人，他们只是通过模仿就可以得到净化的。
And as they get purified, then they become more qualified for devotional service.
当他们得到净化以后呢，才能够越来越变得有资格去做奉献服务的。
So when the devotee came to Prabhupada and said, "Did I become a devotee because of my pious activity?"
所以当奉献者走进舒拉爸爸说，我做奉献服务是因为我做过虔诚活动，是吧
？Prabhupada said, "I am creating your pious activities."
舒拉爸爸说，是我创造了你可以做奉献服务的这个虔诚活动的。
When we contact the pure devotee.Then he creates, he helps, he creates us, makes us pious.
当我们走进纯粹奉献者呢，这个纯粹奉献者可以让我们变得虔诚的。
Just like when we, you know, when we meet some materialistic person, when you meet somebody who is a drunkard or a sinful person, then he wants you to come and take part in his sinful activities with him.
如果我们见到的只是一个物质主义者，那些从事罪恶活动的人，他们想让我们跟他们干什么？去做这些罪恶活动的。
Yeah, they will say, "Come with me, let's go for a drink, let's go and drink."
哎，跟我走吧，我们去喝酒去。
They will say, "Let's go to the, you know, play gambling, do gambling."
哎，走吧走，我们一块儿去赌博去吧。
Or you meet somebody who's a big meat eater, and they say, "Let's go and have some meat together."
如果一个人特别喜欢吃肉的时候，哎，我们一块儿去吃点肉吧。
But when you meet the devotee will say, "Did you have prasadam yet?"
当碰到犯者的时候，说，哎，犯者们，你荣耀了prasadam了吗
？Did you chant Hare Krishna today yet?
你今天唱诵了 Hare Krishna 了吗
？Did you see Krishna yet today?
今天你没有去拜见主 Krishna 呢
？Devotee will introduce you, will give you the chance to.Get purification.
所以跟奉献者接触以后呢，奉献者就会给我们机会，让我们得到净化。
You bring us to Krishna.
他可以把我们带见 Krishna.
So this is the benefit of contacting the devotee.
这就是跟奉献者联谊以后的益处。
So when we're actually fortunate, when we're actually very fortunate, then we meet a devotee of Krishna.
如果我们足够幸运的话，我们可以碰到主。
And the devotee of Krishna will put the seed of bhakti in our heart.
然后这个主 Krishna 的奉献者呢，会把奉爱服的种子栽植在我们的心中。
And that seed, once it's put in the heart, it has to be watered.
当这个种子放到我们心中的时候呢，我们需要就给它需要浇水。
Yeah, if you don't water the seeds, then they don't grow up.
如果我们不给这个种子浇水的话，这种子不会发芽长大。
So we have to water that seed of devotion which is in the heart.
所以我们需要，给这个心中的奉爱服务的种子浇水。
How do we water that seed?
我们怎么能够给心中的奉爱服务的种子浇水呢？
You have to hear and you have to chant.
我们必须去聆听，必须去唱诵。
And we have to do this regularly.
而且是，就是经常做的。
Just like if you have got some plants, some seeds, if you don't take care of them, you don't water them for a few weeks, then they dry up.
就像是说，哦，我们现在要种一些种子或种了一些什么东西的，然后我们好长时间，好几星期不给它浇水，它们就会变干了。
One of the devotees was telling me they had some tulsis in their house, and they went to Hong Kong to go to the program in Hong Kong temple, and they came back 2 weeks later, and all the tulsis had died.
有个奉献者跟我讲，他说他们家种的土西树，好几个土西树，他们去到香港参加节目，两个星期回去以后，土西都死了。
That's what happens if you don't water the seeds regularly.
所以如果我们不给这个种子浇水的话，这就是结果。
Just like if you're sick and you're taking medicine.
这就是我们生病了，我们要吃药。
You have to take the medicine regularly.
我们必须得保持经常的去吃药的。
If you don't take it regularly, the medicine cannot act.
如果我们就是不是能够按照这个规则每天按照定时定量去吃药的话，这并不会好的。
So in the same way, planting the seed of devotion in the heart is one thing, but it still has to be watered regularly.
所以呢，一件事呢是要把这个种子放到我们的心里面。第二呢，我们需要给它浇水。
It's not enough to just hear once.
听一次是不够的。
It's not enough to just irregular when you feel like it. To hear.
也不能说啊，就说我感觉喜欢去听，然后我去听。
We have to hear regularly, again and again.
我们必须大量的、不断的去聆听的。
Someone may say, "No, I heard all this before."
有的人说，哎呀，这些我都听过了以前。
But we need to hear it again and again.
但是我们还得需要一次一次再听的。
Because we have to remind ourselves, we have to not only hear it, we have to realize what we're hearing.
我们必须得去不断的去听，是为了记住结果呢，是为了让我们能够觉悟的。
Yeah, we do not simply want to be a parrot and just repeat what we've heard.
所以呢，我们不能说像鹦鹉一样，只是去重复。
The parrot, you can also teach the parrot to chant Hare Krishna.
我们也可以教这个鹦鹉说，哎，唱 Hare Krishna.
And at the time of death, the parrot may chant Hare Krishna, but it doesn't know who is Krishna. It doesn't understand Krishna.
但这个鹦鹉呢，死的时候可能会唱 Hare Krishna， 但他却不知道 Hare Krishna 是什么，他什么都不理解的。
Or at the time of death, it will simply scream. It will not chant.
所以这样的唱诵的话，不会帮助我们在死亡的时候记起唱诵的。
So, we want to try to hear with the proper attitude.
所以我们应该用正确的态度、心态去聆听的。
Therefore, Krishna is saying, "Hear with faith and without envy."
所以这里面Krishna说，带着信心，不要嫉妒的方的心态去聆听的。
We have faith in many people and many things.
我们对很多人、很多事情有信心。
Yeah, if you go outside and get on a bus, then you have faith in the bus driver.
当我们去上公共汽车，我们对这个司机有信心。
If you go to a doctor, you have faith in the doctor, he's going to give you proper treatment.
当我们去生病了，我们去找一个大夫，我们对这个大夫有信心，他能够很好的治疗我们。
You'll even let some people even go to the doctor, so let the doctor cut them open and take parts out of their body, and they'll pay the doctor a lot of money.
有的人呢，是对医生这么有信心，然后呢，我们去到医生这里面，医生可以帮我们这个开胸破肚。然后呢，然后在部分上，我们都乐意给医生好多好多钱的。
Yeah, we have faith in the doctor.
我们对医生有信心。
We have faith in the dentist. You know, he'll pull out your teeth.
我们对这个牙医有信心，他就会把我们的牙齿给拔掉了。
Yeah, we have faith in people. You go to a restaurant, they're cooking for you. You have faith in them that they're cooking properly.
我们去到饭馆吃饭，我们说，哎呀，今天饭就会很好吃的，因为我们对这个厨师有信心。
You should have faith in this message of Bhagavad Gita.
同样，我们也需要对《薄伽梵歌》所提供的信息有信心。
This knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, this is timeless knowledge of wisdom coming from the highest place in this, and this is the highest knowledge of life.
薄伽梵歌所讲述的知识是知识之中的，是永恒的，是来自于是来自于最高的地方，是地球上最高的知识的。
Coming from the Supreme Absolute Truth Himself, Lord Sri Krishna.
这是来自于至尊绝对真理 Krishna 那里的知识。
Why should we not have faith in it?
那我为什么没有信心呢？
And we should, of course, to give up envy is not an easy thing.
当然了，放弃嫉妒不是件容易的事情。
But we should be happy to know that we can become a friend andWe can be, have an intimate relationship with Krishna.
但是呢，我们要明白，我们是通过这个方式可以跟 Krishna 成为朋友，可以跟他建立亲密的关系。
We cannot become Krishna.
我们不能够成为 Krishna.
But we can have a very nice, intimate, friendly relationship with Krishna.
但是我们可以跟 Krishna 有非常亲密的关系的。
So we should not envy Krishna.
所以我们不应该嫉妒 Krishna.
And this world is the place of envy.
这个世界呢，是一个充满了嫉妒的地方。
But Krishna selected Arjuna to speak the Bhagavad Gita.
但是呢 ，Krishna 喜欢跟 Arjuna 说《薄伽梵歌》。
And Krishna told Arjuna, "Because you are not envious of me, therefore I am speaking this knowledge."
Krishna 跟 Arjuna 说，因为你不嫉妒我，所以我跟你讲述这门知识。
So if we can give up this envious attitude, being envious of Krishna and envious of others, then it's a great help.To get under to understand Bhagavad Gita.
只有我们放弃了对 Krishna 的嫉妒，放弃了对任何别人的嫉妒，这样的话才能够理解薄伽梵歌的。
So any questions?
这有问题吗？ How to get rid of?
How to get rid of envy? By humility.
通过谦卑。
By thinking, by understanding ourselves to be an insignificant soul.
要能够明白我们是一个毫无一无是处的灵魂的。
Envy is all based on the consciousness of being the body.
这个嫉妒呢是跟我们是这个躯体的这个知觉有直接联系的。
We envy someone if they have more money than us.
我们嫉妒某个人呢是因为哎他怎么有更多的钱呢。
If somebody is better looking than you, you envy them.
然后我们说哎这人怎么会长得比我好看呢我要嫉妒他。
If somebody has more a better knowledge or learning than you, you envy them.
那这人怎么会比我更有知识呢？然后我们嫉妒他。
Somebody has a better job.
其他人有的人他们有更好的工作。
We envy people. Someone's got more than I've got, so we envy.
然后我们就说这人怎么会得到比我更多呢？我要嫉妒他。
You don't envy somebody who's on lower than you. You envy people who have more than.
我们不会嫉妒那些不如我们的人，我们会嫉妒那些比我们强的人。
So we have to understand that these things are all temporary.
我们必须理解说这些呢都是短暂的。
That somebody may be rich person in this life, but in the previous life they may have been very poor.
我要明白说哦，这个有钱的人呢，今生很有钱，可能前身呢他是一个很穷的人。
We forget that this world is only a temporary.
我们忘掉了哦，物质世界只是一个短暂的地方。
We're just simply enjoying and suffering the results of past activities.
物质世界呢，只是一个让我们去承受，去享受我们过往的活动，然后去承受我们过往活动的地方。
Someone who looks very beautiful at this, they may become very ugly in the next life or in the last life.
然后呢，一个人今生很漂亮，可能他前生或者是来生都会变得很丑的。
We should understand our actual nature, our position as a soul.
我们必须理解我们真实的位置，作为灵魂的位置的。
And the temporary nature of this world.
我们也要理解物质世界的短暂性。
When we can give up material desire, then we will be without envy.
当我们只要放弃了物质欲望，我们才能够变得没有嫉妒的。
Because we have this desire to want to enjoy, that is why we envy others.
因为我们有想在物质世界去享受的愿望，所以我们就会嫉妒别人。
There's a story about one cobbler,
鞋匠
and he was sitting in the street repairing people's shoes.
有一个鞋匠呢。他坐在大街上给人们修鞋。
And nearby there was the palace of the king, where the king of that place lived.
然后在他的旁边呢有一个皇宫，那些一个国王在那边生活着。
So the cobbler is sitting there saying to his customers, he's saying, "Ah, life is so difficult. It's so hard to make a living. If only I could be the king."Then I would be happy.
然后呢，别人过来修鞋子的时候，他就会抱怨说：“我的生活这么糟糕，我都没办法生活的。如果能够成一个国王的话，我就会生活得很好了。”
And the king is sitting in his palace.
那么在旁边的这个国王呢，就在他的宫殿里面。
And he's sitting, thinking that my life is so difficult. I have so many problems, so much anxiety.
坐在宫殿里面，国王说：“我的生活这么糟糕，我有这么多的问题，这么多焦虑。”
So many people are coming to me with their problems.
这么多人来到我面前，就带这么多的问题。
All the ministers are complaining and fighting with each other.
我的这些总理大臣们，他们来我面前总是抱怨，他们之间有争吵。
They all want to become king. They want to take my place.
他们都想夺权。
My sons want to kill me.
我的儿子想把我杀了。
He said, I think the only person happy in this world is the cobbler.
然后他就想，哎呀，这世界上最幸福的人就是那个鞋匠吧。
If I could be a cobbler, I would be happy.
如果我能够成为那个鞋匠的话，我就会变得快乐了。
So we're always thinking, you know, this that person, they're happy. Why I'm not happy?
我们总是在想，他那么快乐，我怎么不快乐呢
？They have so much more than me. Why I'm so unlucky?
他们有那么多超过我得到的东西，我怎么这么不幸呢
？So like this, we envy other people because we're thinking in terms of this body. We're thinking, I am this body, and what I have, what do I possess? What is mine?
就是这样的方式，因为我们总是以这个物质的知觉嘛。我有什么？我可以有什么东西
？Actually, nothing is really ours for long.
所以没有任何东西可以跟我们永恒在一起的。
You know, we came in this world with nothing, and we will leave this world with nothing.
我们一无是处的，我们什么都没有带来到物质世界，然后我们在物质世界生活，这所有东西也都不是我们的。
When we leave this world, we cannot take anything with us.
当我们离开物质世界的时候，我们也什么都带不走的。
Said when the child is born, the hand is closed.
我们可以看到说，一个婴儿诞生的时候，他的手是握着拳的。
Because they come into this world to take things.
也就是说，他们想拿到物质世界去拿走东西的。
But when somebody dies, and the hand is open.
当人死亡的时候，他的手就放开了。
I have to leave everything.
因为他必须把所有的一切都放开，然后离开的。
So if we understand things properly, we will give up envy.
如果我们能够正确的来理解这一切的话，我们就可以放弃掉我们的嫉妒的。
But it is easy to say and difficult to do.
容易说，很容易，很难做到的。
So that's why we have to hear.This knowledge again and again.
这就为什么说我们必须一遍又一遍的去聆听这个知识的。
To remind ourselves.
去让我们记住。
The only person who can be really happy is one who is devotee of Krishna.
那些真正变得快乐的人是 Krishna 的奉献者。
Because devotees.Simply, his happiness is simply in the service of Krishna.
因为奉献者呢，他们只是想着我如何做的任何事情呢，都是为了 Krishna 的快乐的。
They will serve Krishna in this life, and in the next life, they will also serve Krishna.
他们在今生服务 Krishna， 来生也在服务 Krishna.
So that is real happiness.
这是真正的快乐。
But materialistic people, they want to enjoy this world as long as possible.
但是物质主义者呢，他们只想在物质世界尽可能长的去享受。
They want to enjoy, and they don't want to leave the world.
他们只想在物质世界享受，他们不想离开这物质世界的。
But we are forced to leave.
但是我们被迫要去离开这物质世界的。
We are forced to give up all the things we struggle to get to acquire.
我们必须最终需要放弃掉这些我们曾经用了一切的努力想要得到的东西的。
All of our wealth and properties, we have to leave them behind.
我们最终需要放弃我们所拥有的一切的财产。
And we take with us our desires.
我们唯一能够带走的只有我们的欲望。
Our desires will determine our situation in the next life.
我们的愿望呢，会决定了我们下一生的生活。
There's a story about four people who all got some blessing.
有一个故事呢，讲的是有四个人得到祝福。
First of all, there was the king's son.
第一个得到祝福的是一个国王的儿子。
The king's son was blessed, don't die.
这国王的儿子得到祝福是不死。
And then the second, once a sage, a hermit was living in the jungle along with a son, along with his son. A hermit, a sage, a renounced man, some young man, a man had gone to live in the forest with his son to live a life of renunciation.
第二个人呢，是一个气绝的人，他带着儿子去到了森林。
So that sages, that man's son was blessed. May your death come soon.
那么这个这个圣人的儿，就这个弃绝的这个这人的儿子呢，他得到的祝福是，可以很快死去。
嗯。And then the third one was a butcher's son.
第三个人呢是一个那个屠夫的儿子。
Mm. Don't live, don't die.
那么屠夫的儿子得到的祝福是不死也不活着。
So then they ask, you know, why? What are these blessings? Why you bless these people like this?
然后就说为什么祭司人得到这样的祝福呢
？So then, it was explained, the king's son should live forever because he's such a bad person.
然后就说对第一个呢，就是这国王的儿子，是为什么得到不死呢？是因为他是这么糟糕的一个人。
He's doing so many sinful things.
他做这么多罪恶活动。
Nobody can stop him.
没有人能够让他停下来不做罪恶活动的。
He's the king's son. He can do whatever he wants.
因为他是国王的儿子，他可以随手欲为。
So when he dies, he will get a very bad birth.
因为他如果死了的话，他会出生在一个非常糟糕的状况的。
He'll have to suffer for all of their sins.
因为他死了以后，他必须得去痛苦，为他所做过这些不虔诚活动的。
So he was blessed. Don't die.
所以他得到的祝福是不死的。
So then the second person was a renounced person living in the forest.
那么第二个得到祝福是这个弃绝了人的儿子。
And they were living so simply, just eating some wild grass and herbs and fruits.
那他们住在森林里面嘛，生活很简单，只吃一些树叶呀，一些水果呀。
Not doing any harm to anyone.
他们从来不去伤害任何人。
Living very austere and simple.
他们生活得非常的苦行和简朴。
So he was blessed. The young man was blessed. May your death come soon.
那么他得到这个年轻得到祝福是你可以很快死去的。
Because he will enjoy in his next life the results of all of his austerity.
因为当他死掉以后呢，他的来生呢，会因为他这些苦行得到很好的出身的去享受。
But the butcher's son was told, "Don't live and don't die."
那么这个这个什么屠夫呢？屠夫的儿子得到了祝福是，不死也不活。
Because he's living in hell, and when he dies, he will go to hell also.
因为他现在已经生活在这个地狱当中了，他死了以后也去地狱的。
But the devotee doesn't matter if they live or die.
但是对奉献者呢？不论他活着还是不活着，都无所谓的。
They're serving Krishna here. They're eating nice prasadam and chanting. And when they die, they'll go on doing the same activity in the next life.
他们在今生最奉献者的今生，他们去服务主，荣耀菩萨的，我们去做这些灵性的活动。那他们死了以后呢？去到的地方也是在做这样的活动。
So for these are different.We can understand the temporary nature of this world.
我们可以理解这物质世界的短暂性。
Don't be comfortable just in enjoying and doing many sins at the same time.
不要变得那么舒舒服服的，也不要去做那些罪恶活动。
Because then you suffer the next life.
因为如果这么做的话，你来生会受苦。
You would suffer, and even in this life, you would suffer.
就算是今生，我们都在受苦的。
The laws of nature, the law of karma, are very strict.
这个大自然的律法是非常严格的。
You may break the law of the state. You may be able to do some crime in the country, and you can escape the police.
我们可能会违反一个州或者是国家的律法，不会得到惩罚。
But you cannot escape the law of the supreme.
但是我们没有一个人能够逃脱得了至尊主的律法的。
So we have to surrender to the supreme.
所以我们必须得向至尊主皈依。
Krishna has explained in this chapter, we should surrender to him.
Krishna 在这个章节里面说，你必须皈依我。
We surrender to Krishna, then he will protect us.
Krishna 说，只有你皈依了我，我才能够保护你。
And he will free us from all of our sins.
皈依了以后，他会把我们从所有罪恶活动当中解脱出来的。
Just like Jesus also prayed to protect people who took shelter of him.
就像耶稣基督一样，他也会保护那些向他皈依的人。
But it means you have to stop sinning.
但是呢，同时呢，我们这些人得放弃掉罪恶的活动的。
You cannot say, "Oh, I believe in God," and at the same time go on and sin.
啊，我相信上帝，我同时我可以做罪恶活动。
That is foolish.
这是愚蠢的。
You cannot get the mercy of God.
如果这样做的话，这样做的话，这得不到神的仁慈的，上帝的仁慈的。
So first we have to get free from sinful reactions.
所以首先我们必须得从罪恶活动当中、罪恶反应当中解脱出来。
And then we become qualified to actually start to do some service.
然后我们才能够开始有资格去开始做奉献服务了。
We're in our ordinary life, we're in the mode of passion and ignorance.
在我们生活当中呢，我们是受到这个愚昧形态和情欲形态控制着的。
We have to come out of the mode of passion and ignorance. We have to come to the mode of goodness.
我们必须放弃掉这些形态的影响，来到善良形态当中。
And then we can actually take up the devotion of service.
然后呢，我们才能够真实的开始来从事奉献服务的。
Any other question?
还有别的问题吗？
我想还在第七章说，只有前世今生脱离罪恶的人，才可以修成这个本来理解。那他不怕这一说，今生今世只要跟随他，就有可能啊回归神手。那这里有没有矛盾？是不是这些人本身就是前世已经是脱离罪恶的人，才有可能跟随到他的身边？还是因为偶然的原因跟随到他的身边？
And he asks in the seventh chapter, it mentioned for the person who has the pious activity from last life and this life, then they can get the devotional service.
Mm-hmm.
But Srila Prabhupada said, in this life, even you follow me, you can go back to Godhead. This life.
Yeah.
So she's
a contradiction.
So he asked whether this kind of person who follows Srila Prabhupada means they have done so many pious activities before, but then they can follow.
The pious activity, the real pious activity which creates devotional service, is to serve the devotee.
就说真正的虔诚活动呢，可以带来奉献服务的，但这是奉献者创造的。
Once you meet a pure devotee and you engage in the service of the pure devotee, then you get great benefit.
只有当我们跟纯粹奉献者联谊了，我们才能够得到巨大的益处的。
But if you just simply do ordinary material pious activities, even for many lives, and you never meet the pure devotee, then you will never get devotional service.
就算是我们在我们的自我生活当中，我们做很多物质的虔诚活动，但是很多绅士我们都做物质的虔诚活动，我们碰不到纯粹的奉献者，我们永远没办法开始做奉献服务的。
Krishna rarely gives devotional service.
Krishna 会真的给我们奉献服务的。
He doesn't give it easily.
但是他给我们奉献服务不会那么轻易的。
Krishna knows if he gives devotional service to someone, then Krishna becomes controlled by that person.
因为Krishna知道说，如果我把奉献服务给到这个人的话呢，将来这个人就会控制我的。
Just like he had to become the chariot driver for Arjuna.
就像是说这里面Arjuna, Krishna 变成了Arjuna的马车夫。
And Krishna had to become a messenger for Maharaj Yudhisthira.
然后呢 ，Krishna 也成了 Yudhisthira 大军的那个送信的。
Because Krishna becomes controlled by his devotee.
因为 Krishna 被他的奉献者控制了。
Yeah. Radharani attracts Krishna.
Radharani 呢控制着 Krishna.
She's more powerful. She can attract. She is so powerful. Her devotion is so powerful. It attracts Krishna.
所以 Radharani 是 Radharani 的奉献是这么的强大，他可以吸引 Krishna。
So Krishna himself, he will not give devotional service is.
所以 Krishna 本人呢，他不会把奉爱、奉献服务轻易的给到任何人的。
But his pure devotees are more merciful than him.
但是呢，他纯粹的奉献者呢，比 Krishna 更仁慈的。
They will give devotion.
纯粹奉献者会把奉爱给予我们。
When you meet the pure devotee, then you can get devotion from them.
当我们遇到了纯粹的奉献者，我们可以从他们那边得到纯粹的奉献服务的。
So this is the real, this is the greatest pious activity.
这是最伟大的虔诚活动的。
When you meet a devotee, a pure devotee, and you serve them, then you get the real, the greatest blessing.
当我们碰到了纯粹奉献者，我们就向他去做服务。然后我就会得到最最最大的祝福。
That's why when we sing every day to Prabhupada, we sing many songs glorifying him.
这就是为什么每天我们来到这里面的时候，我们都会唱出很多荣耀施拉宝帕的老人。
灵师颂歌。
还有那个灵师颂歌。
We sing that song, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Satma, the only way by which we can get pure devotional service.By the lotus feet of the spiritual master.
我们得到这个纯粹奉献服务唯一的方法呢，就借着纯粹奉献者的莲花主的庇护。
With the power of the pure devotee.
这是纯粹奉献者的力量。
That if we serve them, then it creates such great piety in our heart.
当我们能够服务纯粹奉献者的话，他会在我们的心中创造虔诚活动的。
But Krishna doesn't give this kind of bhakti.
但是 Krishna 本人不会把这种奉爱轻易的给我们。
But the devotee is more merciful than Krishna.
但是奉献他的奉献者比他本人更仁慈的。
And by the mercy of the spiritual master, we get the mercy of Krishna.
借着灵性导师的仁慈，我们可以得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
We can't just go and directly get the mercy of Krishna.
我们不能说啊，来到 Krishna 面前，我们可以得到 Krishna 直接的仁慈，不能的。
And we don't get devotional service just by pious activities.
我们不能够通过，只是通过虔诚活动可以得到奉献服务机会。
But it's by contacting the pure devotee.
只是通过跟纯粹奉献者的接触。
And when you contact the pure devotee, they will instruct us in chanting the holy name.
当我们跟纯粹奉献者接触的时候呢，我们会得到训示，让我们唱诵 Hare Krishna.
And they will destroy our past sins.
他们会把我们罪恶活动清除掉的。
They will qualify us for devotional service.
他会让我们去有资格变得有资格去做奉献服务的。
They will introduce us.
他会推荐我们的。
If the pure devotee recommends us, then Krishna will accept us.
如果纯正奉献者来推荐我们的话 ，Krishna 就会接受了。
Just like in Vrindavan, everyone will say the name of Radhe. They will say.Jai Radhe.
在本大本，我们可以到处听到人总是说，哎 ，Jai Radhe.
They are all devotees of Srimati Radharani.
他们都是 Srimati Radharani 的仆人。
Because they know that if Srimati Radharani will recommend them, Krishna will accept.
因为他们都知道，如果 Radharani 来推荐我给 Krishna 的话 ，Krishna 会立即接受的。
This is the power of the devotee.
这就是奉献者的力量。
So like that we.If we just simply try to do material activities, however, just simply doing material activities, in the course of doing material pious activities, we will do some sinful activities as well. We'll never get free of sin.
如果我们因为在物质世界当中，我们哪怕我们做很多的虔诚活动呢，但同时呢，我们也会去做罪恶活动的，所以我们永远没有办法去完全清除我们罪恶活动的反应的。
There's a story in the Krishna book.About one great king.
在 Krishna 的逍遥时光这本书当中，讲述了一个非常伟大的国王。
The king's name was Nriga.
这个国王的名字叫 Nriga.
So Maharaj Nriga, he was a very wealthy king, and he did a lot of charity.
这个 Nriga 这个国王呢，他做了很多的布施，做了很多的虔诚活动。
He was giving the highest possible charity. He would give the charity to Brahmana people.
他呢做了世界上最伟大的布施，他把这个布施给了婆罗门。
He would give charity to Brahmanas who were very simple and pure in their habits.
然后他把这些布施呢给到那些在行为处事方面非常圣洁的婆罗门。
And he would give cows, many cows in charity to them.
然后他把很多的牛母牛给予了这些人。
And all of these cows had only one calf.
然后呢，所有的这些牛呢，只有一个小牛犊。
So because they had only just given birth to one calf, they were giving a lot of milk.
所以说他只能够对，因为这些母牛它只是一个小牛嘛，所以他们就会很多多余的奶给到人们的。
And these cows were also decorated with pearl necklaces and gold hoofs and gold on their horns.
然后这个牛呢，就会被装饰的金光闪闪的。
And they had silk also put around their necks.
然后他这个脖子上戴的这个银质的。
So the king was giving charity like this to many, many brahmanas.
就他们就这个国王呢，就会把这样的被浑身装饰的这个母牛。去很多的母牛给予布施的。
So, one day, however, one cow which he had given to one brahmana went and got mixed up with some other cows and was given away to another brahmana.
因为有一天呢，这国王呢就把其中一头牛呢放在了其他的牛当中，要把这些牛给予到一个婆罗门的。
So then the two brahmanas came and they were arguing. They complained to the king that you gave this cow to me. How could you give this cow to him?
就说这个、国王呢，就说他有一头母牛嘛，他就答应要给两个人的，两个婆罗门。所以这两个婆罗门呢，就来到国王面前说：“你答应要给我的，怎么又给他了呢？”
Now the king was upset. He said, "I'm very sorry. I made a mistake. I will give you each both 1,000 cows to make up for this cow."
然后呢，这个、国王就说：“哎，对不起啊，我犯错了。”说为了弥补这个犯错呢，我会每个人给你1,000头母牛的。
But both brahmanas said no. I want that cow. You give that cow to me.
但这两个婆罗门说不行不行，你已经答应我了，要把这头母牛给我的。
So the king could not satisfy the two brahmanas.
所以这个时候呢，国王就没有办法让这两个婆罗门满意了。
They both insisted. You've given this cow to me. I should have this cow.
所以这两个婆罗门坐在一起说。你答应了说要把这头母牛给我的，因为只有一头母牛嘛。
So the king was very unhappy. He could not satisfy the brahmanas.
所以这个国王就不是很高兴，因为他没办法让这两个婆罗门同时满足的。
When that king died, then he got told by Yamaraj that you've performed many pious activities, but you have also done some sins.
然后这个国王死掉以后呢，他就拜到了被带到了这个 Yamaraj 的居所。Yamaraj 跟他说。你一生做过那么多的虔诚活动，但是同时你也做了一些罪恶活动。
So he said, "Do you want to suffer for your sins first, or enjoy your pious activities?"
然后亚摩拉就跟他说：“你是想首先因为你的罪恶活动去受苦呢，还是首先让你先去享受你的这些虔诚活动呢
？”So he said, "Let me suffer for my sins first."
然后就跟我说：“那我先让我先去受苦吧。
”So he became He was made into a lizard in the bottom of a well. What is that insect? What is that creature called?
A big snake.
No, a lizard. It's a lizard. You haven't seen that picture. You don't know this story?
I know the story, but I forget the name of it.
Anyway, he was made into some creature. You know, they go around, they lick, they catch on the walls, they catch these.
Yeah.然后呢，这个、国王呢，他得到了这个惩罚呢，就是说他去变成一个壁虎。
Yeah, and he was put into the body of this animal, this creature. He had to live in the bottom of a well for many years.
然后呢，这样的壁虎呢，他被放在井里面，他就要在井里面待很久的时间的。
You know, because he had made that mistake, he was doing charity.But he had made one mistake that by what not intentional, unintentional, that one cow was given to two people. So he had to suffer for this.
所以你看他为什么会得到这样一个身体呢？而且在井里面待那么久呢？就是因为他在去给布施的时候呢，他做了一个小小的错误，做了小小的错误。就是他两人都答应要给他们这个母牛的布施嘛，就是因为这个，所以他要去受苦那么多年的。
So sometimes you know you're trying to do some pious activity, but in the course of trying to do good for people, you do something wrong, and you have to suffer for the reaction.
所以呢，我们可以看到说，如果有人他们去做很多的虔诚活动，但是做虔诚活动的时候可能会做一些错事情啊，然后他们就会因这个错的事情就会去受苦了。
So you have to be very careful. just doing material pious activities won't help us to get devotional
service.
But what it will do, it will attract the mercy of a devotee.
我们必须得,
if you do pious activities, it can attract the mercy of a devotee. And from the mercy of devotee, you may learn about devotional service. So here we have pious people become devotees.
当然了,
a devotee will give mercy to everyone.
奉献者呢会把仁慈给到任何的地方,
we tell everyone to chant Hare Krishna.
我们让每个人都唱诵 Hare Krishna.
We don't just tell pious people.
我们不仅是哦，这是虔诚的人, 我告诉他唱诵.
Because pious people often are very proud.
有的时候呢，那些虔诚的人，他们可能会非常骄傲。
They think I'm doing so much good, I'm doing so much charity for poor people.
他们会想,呀,你看我做了这么多布施, 我帮助那么多的穷人。
And they think they're better than others.
他们就想,我比其他人强。
And we may tell them about devotional service, but they can't accept.
这样的人,如果我们跟他们讲奉献服务的话, 他们没办法接受。
But somebody who is sinful might accept.
但对一个其他的, 罪恶活动的人, 跟他们去讲, 他们可能会接受的。
We don't know who will be a devotee.
我们不知道谁会成为奉献者。
So we give everyone the chance to hear about Krishna.
所以呢, 我们给每一个人机会去聆听Krishna的话题。
But generally, it's easier for people who are pious.
但是通常来说呢, 对那些, 行为虔诚的人, 他们可以更容易接受这门知识。
You know, if someone's really a really into material life and enjoying a lot of money and doing a lot of sins, then it's difficult for them to understand
Krishna.
Bhagavad Gita, in the 7th chapter, Lord Krishna explains 4 kinds of people who come to Krishna consciousness.
第七章讲到了说有四种人可以接近 Krishna.
First, one in distress.
第一种人是, 悲伤的人。
Then, those people who are in search of knowledge.
第二种呢是寻求知识的人。
Those people who are curious.
有好奇好问的人。
And those people who are in search of some material gain.
想得到一些物质富裕的人。
So these people are, they all have some material desire.
他们都有物质欲望,
but they come to Krishna.
但他们是来到Krishna这里了。
So they're good people.
他们被称为是好的人。
They're not pure devotees.
他们不是纯粹的奉献者。
Pure devotee has no material desire.
纯粹的奉献者没有任何的物质欲望。
Pure devotee only just simply wants to serve Krishna.
纯粹奉献者只有一个愿望, 那就是服务Krishna。
Because they have love for Krishna.
因为他们有对Krishna的爱。
They don't think what Krishna will give me.
他们不会想着, 哎呀, Krishna能给我什么呢?
Oh,
yeah. 我想问一个问题啊。 我们才能够开始做真正的奉献服务的，但是大多数的奉献者还不是纯粹的奉献者。如果我们在生命当中碰不到纯粹奉献者的话，我们碰到一般的奉献者，我们还是没有机会成为纯粹的奉献者，是吗？This
is not correct. Your thinking is not correct.
哦，他说，如果说我的想法不对。
Prabhupada was asked, how many pure devotees are in the on the planet? Is there any other pure devotee beside you on the planet, Prabhupada? A devotee asked Prabhupada, is there any other pure devotee beside you on the planet?
然后呢，奉献者就问释迦牟尼佛说，在这个宇宙当中，除了你，还有别的准确奉献者吗？
Prabhupada said, how many members do we have in this society?
然后呢，释迦牟尼就问说，在我们的集会当中，现在有多少人了？
So then devotee said maybe at that time 5,000 only.
那时候呢，可能只有5,000个吧。
So Prabhupada said then there are at least 5,000 pure devotees.
然后释迦牟尼说，那就至少有5,000个纯粹的奉献者的。
He said everyone who follows four principles of Krishna consciousness and chants the holy name of Krishna regularly are pure devotees.
然后呢，释迦牟尼说，只要他们遵循思想基本规则去唱诵圣名的话，他们就是纯粹的奉献者。
If you're following strictly these four principles and every day chant the holy name of Krishna with faith and devotion, that is pure devotion.
所以，当我们能够严格的遵循思想基本规范，带着爱和信心去每天去唱诵哈利·克里什纳玛曼陀罗的话，那么这个活动就是纯粹的奉爱服务的。
Of course, there are different levels of pure devotees.
当然呢，纯粹奉献者呢有不同的层面的。
There are pure devotees like Narada Muni.
有像 Narada Muni 这样的纯粹奉献者。
There are pure devotees like the Goswamis of Vrindavan.
也有像六个 Swami 这样纯粹的奉献者。
Prabhupada.
有像 Srila Prabhupada 这样的纯粹奉献者。
There are different levels of pure devotees.
纯粹奉献者呢有不同的层面。
But we should respect all of them.
但是呢，我们应该向所有人致敬。
And we can benefit from all of their association.
通过跟他们任何人的联姻，我们都可以得到益处。
And we have ordinary devotees like ourselves.
我们有像我们这样的一些普通的奉献者。
If we are also strictly following, we are also pure devotees.
如果我们能够完全的这么严格的去追随的话，我们就是纯粹的奉献者了。
We may not be writing books and.We may not be making so many devotees as they did.
我们可能不能够像他们那样去写很多的奉爱的书籍，也不能够像他们那样能够去创造很多奉爱者出来。
But if we're following strictly, that is pure devotion.
但如果我们能够非常严格的去追随的话，我们做的就是纯粹的奉爱服务的。
And what we repeat, if we are repeating what we have heard from the authorities, from the scriptures, then that is perfect knowledge.
如果我们能够从权威处去聆听了，然后不加任何个人见解的去重复权威说的知识的话，那么这就是完美的知识。
We may think, "Oh, I'm not qualified to say anything or to preach anything to anyone."
有可能我们会说，我没有资格去向任何人传教。
But if we simply repeat what we have heard coming from these authorities, then that is perfect knowledge.
但是如果我们只是去重复我们所从权威处所下来的这个知识的话，那么这就是完美的知识。
And people can get the maximum benefit.
人们就会得到无限制的最大的益处的。
Just like, you know, you connect to this plug here where the electricity comes from.
比方说我们有个插销，电源的插销，我们只要插到这个插销上面。
Then you get the full power coming from the power station.
然后呢，我们就会得到所有的来自于这个电厂的所有的这个电了。
So in the same way, the power is coming from Krishna through the disciplic succession.
所以呢，我们 Krishna 的这个力量呢，是通过这个食物传系传下来的。
And if we are connected to the disciplic succession, then we get the power of the disciplic succession.
如果我们能够跟这个食物传系能够联系在一起的话，我们就会得到食物传系的力量。
So it's not that we have to be, it's not that we have to meet.A pure devotee, we just have to meet any devotee who is connected to the disciplic succession.
所以呢，并不是说我们一生当中必须要遇到纯粹的奉献者，我们需要遇到那些跟这个时候传系连接在一起的人的。
But we should think all devotees are pure devotees.
但是我们应该认为所有的奉献者全都是纯粹奉献者的。就是你刚才说我们去严格追随思想基本规范，
嗯，
有的时候我们会吃东西，比如说我们会吃一些榨菜咸菜啊，这些东西不能供奉的嘛，我们可能会在跟荣耀不刷档的时候去吃一些这些东西，
嗯，
如果我们这么吃的话，就意味着我们没有在严格的追随这个不刷档这个原则了。
whatBefore you take it, at least you can offer it in your mind to Krishna, and you can respect it as prasadam. You know, you can, at least you can, you know, recite the prasadam prayer, and you can say Sri Vishnu or something.
就比方说是我们说的咸菜啊，不是说嗯我们可以，如果我们必须吃到吃这些东西的话，我们要在我们心意当中去通过谁为什么谁为什么谁为什么来供奉给 Krishna 的。
If we simply think of it as being Krishna's mercy, if you simply think of it as being prasada, then you get benefit.
如果我们说哦，我们得到了这个，比如咸菜之类的东西，然后我们把它接受为是 Krishna 的仁慈，然后呢，我们以这样的方式来思考，那么这个也会变成prasada。
就是刚才我们说到我们嫉妒 Krishna， 嫉妒 Krishna， 我是这样想，是不是说如果我们就是通过感官享受，这个就是嫉妒 Krishna， 或者是说我们没有通过 Krishna 所做的事情，包括善良形态都是嫉妒 Krishna？
嗯 ，I lost it。
你再说一遍，我没听懂。
就是什么叫做嫉妒 Krishna？ 就是说。
How do you understand? What is the enemy
to Krishna? 因为他有，是不是说我们自己通过我们的感官享乐，就是嫉妒 Krishna， 或者是说我们没有通过 Krishna 所做的事情叫做嫉妒 Krishna， 就是嫉妒 Krishna 这个定义是什么？
The essence of our envy to Krishna is.That we have come into this material world to enjoy it separate from him.
我们嫉妒 Krishna 这个根本呢，是我们就是我们来到了物质世界去享受的，这就是对 Krishna 的嫉妒。
Yeah, we have chosen to come out of the spiritual world, out of the kingdom of God, into this world.
我们被选择了。从神的国度灵性世界来到了这物质世界，
so we could enjoy separate from Krishna.
我们来到这个地方呢，可以跟 Krishna 分开的去享受。
This is our envy.
这就是我们的嫉妒。
That we want to be separate from Krishna.
我们想跟 Krishna 分开。
We don't want to be dependent on him.
我们不想依靠他。
We want to be independent.
我们想变得独立于他。
This is envy.
这就是嫉妒。
And because we want to be independent, why do we want to be independent? We want to enjoy the senses.
我们不想依靠 Krishna, 我们想变得独立的目的是什么？我们想去享受我们的感官。
We don't want to be under Krishna's control.
我们不想在 Krishna 的控制下。
But we're under the control of Maya.
然后呢，我们就来到了这个 Maya 控制的地方。
But we're thinking I'm free.
我们来到这地方呢，我们却以为说我是自由的。
We're thinking, no, I can do what I want.
啊，我可以做一切我想做的。
But what you do is what your senses want.
但是我们在物质世界做的一切呢，都是我们的感官想要去做的活动。
Our senses want to do these activities.
我们的感官呢，想做这些活动。
We're the servant of our senses.
我们是我们感官的仆人。
We're not the servant of Krishna.
我们不是 Krishna 的仆人。
But we have to serve.You have to serve someone, and you become the servant of your senses.
我们必须得去服务。当我们去服务的时候，我们在这儿，我们在物质世界服务的时候，我们只是服务我们的感官，我们就成为感官的仆人了。
So this is the envy of Krishna.
这就是对 Krishna 的嫉妒。
It comes from the, it's like the original sin.
这个嫉妒呢，是来自我们原初的那个罪恶活动的，罪恶的。
The choice between Krishna and Maya.
原初的这个罪恶呢，就是说我们有一个自由选择，我要在 Krishna 这里，还是要在 Maya 这里的。
And we choose Maya.
我们呢，选择了 Maya。
那我想问，那就是当我们嫉妒 Krishna 的时候，会产生我们嫉妒人，是不是？
Well, every person is a part and parcel of Krishna.
每一个人都是 Krishna 的所属碎片部分。
So, certainly, if we envy an ordinary person, then we'll envy Krishna also.
所以呢，如果我们嫉妒普通人的一般人的话，就意味着我们在嫉妒 Krishna.
Because everything Krishna's got everything, perfect.
因为 Krishna 把的一切都是完美的。
So if we envy some ordinary person in the world, that shows also that we have envy towards Krishna.
所以呢，当我们在物质世界去嫉妒某个人的时候呢，就意味着我们在嫉妒 Krishna。
那我们这时候是认罪啊，还是念诵呢？
认罪。
就是道歉是吗？
啊，对对对，
道歉，
还是念诵。
Well, that chanting is a way of asking for forgiveness. You know, chanting is our way, the method of purification.
因为这个唱诵 Hare Krishna 呢，它是就是为了来去净化我们的。
Yeah, if we're sorry, if we're really in that mood of being forgiven, getting forgiveness for our sin, then we have to not just ask for forgiveness, but we have to serve. We have to chant the name.
所以呢，我们并不是说啊，就是说对不起啊，什么都不做，而是说，当我们带着这样的一个心态，这个道歉、祈求原谅的这个心态是很好的。但同时呢，我们需要去通过唱诵圣名去做服务的。
In Christianity, they say atonement, forgiveness of sins is called atonement, the process of atonement. In Sanskrit, it's called prayaschit. I don't know what the word is in Chinese. Do you know? Atonement. 在天主教，他们有一个方法，他们每个星期要每天他们去那个
忏悔
他们告诉那个牧师他们的罪恶的，他们说的不好的，所以那个时候那个牧师 they will tell them that you should chant, you have to chant, you have to do this, you have to give charity, or,
所以他们忏悔的时候说，那你应该去做一些布施。
Or they should chant Hail Mary, chant the Mary, Hail Mary.Rosary, 念珠，他们佛天主教的念珠。
他们也会，他们是不是也唱些什么什么曼陀罗呀之类的东西呢？
他不是天主教，所以根本他不知道。
啊，就天主教嘛，他们会唱一些那个，也是会唱一些什么东西的啊。就是你忏悔的时候呢 ，OK， 你忏悔了，可以做些布施，也可以去按照这个天主教的这个模式去唱一些相应的一些赎罪祷文啊之类的。
So in Krishna consciousness, to get, we don't have to ask for any forgiveness, but we just simply have to do service.
所以在 Krishna 界当中呢，我们不是说只是去简简单单去要求原谅，而是我们要去从事服务。
But we have to feel regret that we've done sin.
我们必须感觉心里面很后悔，哎呀，我做了这些错事。
Yeah, and we should want to give it up, not keep.Committing sinful activity.
我们应该因为后悔的时候，我再也不做了，而不是说我还要继续做这些错误的事情。
我想问一件事，就是你刚才有说，就是奉献者比 Krishna 更仁慈。
Yeah.
啊，那他们的仁慈为什么比 Krishna 更仁慈呢？因为 Krishna 非常的仁慈，他愿意做阿朱那的车夫，也愿意为那些寻求他的人提供一切的需要。那他比他更仁慈，那他是仁慈从哪里来的？他自己仁慈还是 Krishna 给他的呢？他怎么更法呢？
Yeah, Krishna is very merciful, but Krishna is merciful. Krishna is only has that reciprocation with his pure devotees.
Krishna 很仁慈，但是他只是跟他的纯粹奉献者有这种爱的交流的。
Yeah, he was merciful to Arjuna and like that because Arjuna is his dear devotee.
他对 Krishna 仁慈，Krishna 对 Arjuna 仁慈呢，是因为 Arjuna 是 Krishna 的亲切的奉献者。
But Krishna says for those who are envious of him and like that, then he puts they go into, you know, terrible. They suffer for many, many, many lifetimes, and they never get out from their material suffering.
对那些嫉妒 Krishna 或者不喜欢 Krishna 的那些人，他们会在这个生。黑暗当中去痛苦很多很多年。
But the pure devotee will go and preach to these people and try to change them.
但是纯粹的奉献者呢，会来到这些面前去试图去向他们传教，改变他们。
Yeah, the pure devotee is empowered by Krishna.
当然了，纯粹奉献的仁慈呢是 Krishna 给予的。
Krishna gives that power to his devotees.
Krishna 把这个力量呢给予他的奉献者。
Because Krishna likes to see his devotees glorified.
因为 Krishna 想要看他奉献者得到的荣耀。
Just like Arjuna in the battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna is the hero and Krishna is only the chariot driver.
既然是 Krishna 把 Arjuna 放在 Kurukshetra 战场当 做一个英雄, 而他只把他自己放在一个马车夫的一个不前的角色当中的。
Krishna likes to see his devotee glorified.
Krishna 喜欢看到他奉献者受到荣耀的。
When Bhishma, grandfather Bhishma, was laying on the battlefield after the Kurukshetra war, dying.
当在库尔之夜战场结束的时候 Bhishma 躺在舰床上要离世了。
Now at that time, Maharaj Yudhisthira was feeling very bad, very uncomfortable because so many people had died during the war.
在那个时候呢, 尤迪斯提尔大军觉得这么难过, 因为在战场当中死了很多人。
But Bhishma, Krishna had tried to pacify the mind of Yudhisthira. He tried to make him feel, well, it's not your fault, it was meant to happen.
然后呢, Krishna就来到了尤迪斯提尔大军面前, 跟他去, 就是抚慰他说, 这么多人死掉了, 不是你的错的, 跟你没有关系的。
But Krishna could not pacify his mind, so he brought him to Bhishma.
因为呢, Krishna发现他没有办法让尤迪斯提尔大军这个 这个想法能够平静下来, 所以Krishna就把尤迪斯提尔大军带到了Bhishma的旁边。
And Bhishma spoke knowledge to Maharaj Yudhisthira.
然后那时候Bhishma快离世了嘛, 所以这个时候的Bhishma呢, 就向尤迪斯提尔大军讲述了这门知识。
And Bhishma pacified his mind.
而Bhishma呢, 把尤迪斯提尔大军的这个心意平息下来了。
Krishna empowered Bhishma to speak the transcendental knowledge.
Krishna 呢赐给 Bhishma 力量, 然后让他去讲述这门知识给尤迪斯提尔大军的。
Krishna is happy to see his devotees glorified.
Krishna 很高兴看到他的奉献者得到荣耀的。
Just like Shiva.
既然是说希瓦神,
Shiva is also a devotee of Krishna.
希瓦呢, 也是 Krishna的奉献者啊。
And Krishna is happy when he sees people worship Lord Shiva.
Krishna 看到人们在崇拜希瓦, 他很高兴。
Because he knows Krishna is happy to see his devotee being worshipped.
所以 Krishna 很高兴看到他的奉献者受到崇拜。
So, yes, you're right. The devotee gets that power from Krishna.
所以你是对的, 奉献者的力量都是来自于 Krishna的。
Everything comes from Krishna.
所有的东西都是来自于 Krishna的。
But Krishna likes to see his devotee glorified.
但是Krishna喜欢看到他的奉献者受到荣耀的。
And the devotee likes to glorify Krishna.
奉献者呢喜欢荣耀Krishna。
This is the reciprocation.
这就是交流交换。
我想再问一下，那如果Krishna的奉献者不管他在哪个星球，是不是都很快乐呢？
Yes, devotees are happy anywhere.
奉献者的任何地方都很快乐的。
Hell becomes like heaven if Krishna is there.
如果Krishna在那里的话, 地狱都可以变成天堂。
But heaven becomes hell without Krishna.
天堂没有Krishna的话, 它就变成地狱了。
A devotee of Krishna can go anywhere and sees everywhere the same. Doesn't see any difference between heaven or hell or liberation.
对他们来说, 他们在天堂地狱和解脱当中没有差别的事欲。
So a devotee does not worry about liberation.
奉献者不会焦虑解脱。
Devotee just wants devotional service anywhere.
奉献者呢, 他们只想在任何地方去从事奉献服务。
Okay, we will stop. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.
Jai.
So the biggest pleasure of Krishna is to serve his poor devotees.
Yeah. Krishna, certainly.